Hastings College basketball is on the air. We begin each game day with the Bill Gavers pregame show, brought to you by Mary Lanning Healthcare. Your care, our inspiration. Now, here's the voice of the Broncos, KHAS Sports Director Mike Will.
And hi again, everybody. Welcome to Hastings College basketball tonight on 1230 KHIS with the men's team tonight on the road down in Sterling, Kansas, as we get set to take on the Warriors of Sterling College. Spent a couple of minutes with Hastings College head coach Bill Gavers, and coach, off to a pretty good start, 3-1 so far. Talk about the first four games.
First of all, it's good to have you back. Good to have you in Kansas with us. First four games, you know, we lost a heartbreaker Friday at the buzzer against Benedictine on a tip-in. But we've done a lot of really good things. We got a lot of new pieces, and we got a lot of veteran guys. You know, we got seven seniors on the roster that really have established our culture and have really taught the new guys the way we do things. So it's an exciting opportunity for this group. It's a unique group. I think they've got an opportunity to be good.
Bart Hiscock kind of just picked off where he left off last year. He's done a great job through the first four games.
Yeah, Bart's really tough matchup. You know, inside, you can't guard him one-on-one inside. I mean, people that try find out the hard way, that's just impossible. His footwork and his hands are so good, and he finishes. And now this year, he shot the ball well from the arc. He's about 50% from the three-point line. So when he starts doing that, look out, because he really understands basketball. He's got a high basketball IQ. He understands how to cut, how to screen. He's a great passer. So he's really the complete package, and he's gotten off to that type of start.
Yeah, he's averaging 25, 26 points a game already through the first four. So he was good last year. He looks like he's off to a great start here.
Yeah, and he's been efficient more than anything. You know, you talk about those numbers, but if you're getting those numbers and not being efficient from the field, but he's been really efficient. And I know he's got a goal to be more consistent. You know, last year and the years previous years, he's been very, very good. But when we talked, he talked about, I want to be more consistent. So he focused his offseason training on two things, conditioning and running. I think he ran, he has somebody in the family that's a cross-country runner, and so went out and ran with them. And then he said, I spent a lot of time shooting. He said, I needed to improve my three-point shooting. And he's done that, and he looks very confident from outside.
Like I said, several pieces from a year ago. Brandon Leposky is back. I know he led you in scoring in one of the four ball games, but that's just one piece of this puzzle that looks pretty good right now.
You know, Lip has been phenomenal for us in leadership, and his mindset has totally taken a 360. He's just very focused. He's very serious in practice. He's very disciplined. He wants to guard the other team's best players. The other day against Dickinson, he went downhill. He's attacking the rim. You know, last year at times when we talked, he felt like he settled for too many three-point shots and didn't get the rim. He's a phenomenal athlete. And so he's really using his whole tool set right now, and he's a tough matchup for people.
All right, who else in the starting five from a year ago?
Logan Kale's really steady, solid. He's had a couple nice games shooting the ball for us. Takes care of the ball. Just a high IQ basketball player. Shane Chamberlain started a year ago. Shane's really stepped up on the defensive end in terms of being a stopper and those things. And we're going to need offensive production from him as the year goes on. He's very capable of scoring, and I think that'll come as the season continues to go. And then, you know, the new piece in the starting lineup is Evan Tricker, 6'11 transfer from UNO. And Trick is really a phenomenal offensive player. He can shoot the ball. He does a great job diving inside. He does a good job going to the offensive boards. And he moves exceptionally well up and down the floor. And he moves really well laterally. And for a kid that's 6'11", that's unique, because you can do some things defensively when you have a kid like that that has good enough foot speed to guard on the perimeter.
Been a long, long time, Coach, that we've had a guy 6'11 on our roster.
Yeah, and he can play. I mean, he's not a stiff. I mean, he's a guy that has skills. He's a good passer. Great kid. The players love him, so he's fit into the culture well. A lot of times when you have transfers, that's always the thing. What's going to happen to your chemistry? But he's an easy guy to get along with, and he's really helped us.
I talk about the preseason workouts. Are we doing the same sort of things? Can we do a few different things with a big guy inside?
You know, we got to play inside out. We're very good. I mean, obviously, Bart, I might be biased, but I think he's the best post player on the low block in the conference. You just can't stop him one-on-one. You know, Tricker 6'11", wanted to get him touches. Saturday against Dickinson State, Leposky had a small guard on him, so he went inside and scored. You're looking at our starting lineup. I mean, you're talking 6'5", 6'5", 6'6", 6'7", and 6'11". You know, and then Kale's a 5'11 point guard. I mean, that's tough. I mean, that's the most size that we've had in a long time, and we've been able to utilize it, and we're still working on continuing to play inside out. That's how we've got to play.
What do you like about this basketball team so far?
I like our mentality. I like our seriousness of purpose. I like our focus. I like our willingness to grind daily. I think players are holding each other accountable. After our loss to Benedictine at the buzzer, I know they felt that was a game that we should have gotten that we didn't get. Several of them said, hey, coach, can you give us a few minutes before you come in the locker room after the game? So that means they're addressing things amongst themselves. They're policing themselves and holding each other accountable. Anytime you have that, I think you've got a good thing going.
Yeah, we play these games on the road against the other teams from the conference, but these are important games, and we get down to February and things like that, but these are important games to win.
These are critical games. I mean, the NAI, you're looking at a win total at the end of the year. You know, Willie, we've been on it, you know, three times in the past 7 years where, you know, the first year we were 21-10, 14-6 in the league. That's inexplicable how we didn't get in. But then a couple other years we're 20 wins, 19 wins. You know, if you get a couple more wins in those years, you're probably looking at national tournament berth. So you're exactly right. It's not like the NCAA where you can say, let's peak in February. You need to be playing well all the time, and all the games carry equal weight of importance.
I'll come back and talk about the opponents tonight. Sterling, as our pregame show continues after this.
My son Ben was very healthy when he was born. And then when he was 15 months old, I realized he had autism. I think all my encounters that I had before I met Ben were meant to be so I could be a better parent to Ben. It's definitely made me a better caregiver and a better advocate for all of my patients because I have a better understanding of the whole life and not just the little glimpse you get when they're in the doctor's office. I chose Mary Lanning because it had a great reputation, and that's very much like a family when you work here. What I love most about my job is getting to know the different individuals and families and being able to see that I make a positive impact in their lives. I'm Susie Gregg, psychiatric nurse practitioner at Mary Lanning Healthcare.
Mary Lanning Healthcare, your care, our inspiration.
Back with Hastings College men's coach Bill Gabers. It's Hastings College basketball tonight on 1230 KHIS. We see a team from the KCAC here tonight, and Sterling College coach. We make the trip down here. I'm sure they're tough down here, a tough place to play.
No question. I mean, you're talking about 3.5 hours on a bus, get off and play. But this is what we talk to our guys about is there's no alibis, there's no excuses. We got to have ourselves ready to go. We play before Benedictine, 17 out of our 20, we're going to be on neutral side or the road. 7 of our first 10 in the conference are on the road. This is our first true road test tonight. So you can sit around and talk about this and that, but the bottom line is you got to be ready to compete, and our guys know that.
All right, what about Sterling? What do we know about him?
They're off to a good start. You know, they're 2-1. The Haynes kid, great player, athletic, finishes well around the rim, be a tough matchup inside. They got a 6'10 kid, Mendez, that they didn't have a year ago. Hauser at the point guard, quick point guard that can get in the paint and wreak havoc. Ostrovsky can really shoot the ball, hit 4 threes against us a year ago. He's a pure shooter. Holden's an athletic guy on the perimeter, left-handed guy that can get to the rim. So it's a team that's very athletic and can present problems for us.
This is a team that gave us all we wanted a year ago.
No question. It was 90-82 at our place. They played well. Their kids compete hard. You know, we've got to do the things that we need to do to be successful, whether it's Sterling or anybody else.
You know, we play these so-called non-conference games, and we start right back in with the conference season next week. So we got to be ready to go.
Absolutely. I mean, we talk about 7 of our first 10 in the conference being on the road. And so this is, again, the first true road test. So you need to be able to compete in other environments if you want to play for something and be in the hunt at the end. And that's what our guys want. So these are great opportunities for us.
All right, good luck to you. Good to be back with Hastings College men's basketball.
All right, thanks, Willie. Appreciate it.
That's Bill Gabers, the head coach for Hastings College. Stick around. Sonic lineups and a play-by-play description up next. Hastings and Sterling tonight on 1230 KHIS.
You've been listening to the Bill Gabers pregame show, brought to you by Mary Lanning Healthcare. Your care, our inspiration. Stay tuned. Bronco play-by-play is up next on your Hastings link to Bronco Sports, KHAS Radio.
Mary Lanning's been a very successful hospital in the area, a long-standing service to the community for over 100 years now. One of the important things that set Mary Lanning apart is its focus on safety and service to the community. My family grew up in this area. My parents both went to Hastings High School, and my grandparents lived in the town. So I think it's part of the culture here in the Midwest. So I think it just is carrying over from the culture in this area to being practiced through the hospital. I liked the idea of coming to a smaller community and providing the service that a neurosurgeon can provide. It means that the patients have the confidence that they can get high-level treatment at their local hospital. My name is Dr. Scott Bell. I'm a neurosurgeon at Mary Lanning Healthcare.
Mary Lanning Healthcare. Your care, our inspiration.
Hastings College Basketball is brought to you by Mary Lanning Healthcare. Your care, our inspiration. By the Family Medical Center of Hastings, your family's home for healthcare. By Five Points Bank, the better bank, with three locations in Hastings. By Bullseye Sports Bar and Grill, enjoy great food, good service, and a warm, friendly atmosphere at 2017 West 2nd Street, across the street from the water park. And by the Hastings College Foundation. Now, here's the voice of the Broncos, KHAS Sports Director Mike Will.
And hi again, everybody. Welcome to Hastings College Basketball tonight on 1230 KHAS. We get our first look at the Hastings College men's team for the 2019-2020 season. The Broncos on the road tonight here in Sterling, Kansas, as they get sent to take on Sterling College here tonight. I'm Mike Will. I'll call the play-by-play for you this evening. Hastings College coming in, a record of 3 wins and 1 loss on the season. Broncos finished 1-1 in the Cattle Classic in Seward over the weekend. Hastings got out to a good start. They won a couple of games at home, winning by scores of 87-76 over Friends out of Kansas. And they beat Dakota State out of South Dakota 99-84. Then played in Seward last weekend. Lost to Benedictine of Kansas at the buzzer on a tip-in, 78-76. They came back on Saturday and beat Dickinson State by the score of 84-71. So Hastings here early in the season, a team that's averaging 86.5 points per ball game on offense. They're giving up 77.3 on the defensive end. Hastings shooting the ball extremely well right out of the gates here, hitting 49% of their field goal tries, 40% from three-point territory, and 70% from the free throw line. And see the team tonight in Sterling out of Kansas. They have a record of 2 wins and 1 loss on the season. They opened up the year with a couple of wins here at home over Weber International out of Florida, 80-77. And they beat Dallas Christian College 101-71. They're coming off of a loss to Central Christian out of Kansas at 89-82. So Sterling is a team that is averaging 87 points per ball game on offense. They're giving up 79 on the defensive end. Sterling hitting 48% of their field goal tries this year, 31% from three-point territory, 68% from the free throw line. They've got a guy in double figures, Isaac Petrovsky, who is averaging 18.3 points and 6 rebounds per game. He had a couple of three-pointers against Hastings College a year ago. Jambiah Whittam-Haynes is another guy who can light him up. He's averaging 16.7 points and 6.3 rebounds per game. Also in double figures for Sterling is Salim Holden, who is averaging 12 points and 3 rebounds per game. Hastings College is getting a great boost from Bart Hiscock, one of the returners from a season ago. Hiscock has already hit for 31 points in the ball game against Dakota State the other day. Bart is averaging 26 points and 8.3 rebounds per game. Also in double figures for Hastings here early in the season is Brendan Leposky, averaging 13.8 points and 5.5 rebounds per ball game. So it's Hastings College and Sterling College here tonight. Men's college basketball from the Gleason Center here in Sterling, Kansas. We'll come back and check the starters in 1 minute.
The gifts from friends and alumni of Hastings College are always appreciated. And now there's an even greater opportunity to target your gifts more easily than ever before with Bronco Boost. With Bronco Boost, you simply log into hastings.edu, then click on the Giving drop-down menu to reach Bronco Boost. Target your gift in on up to 9 areas. Give anything from athletics to theater to music. Bronco Boost, a service of the Hastings College Foundation to directly impact Hastings College students.
Five Points Bank of Hastings, safe, strong, and growing. Back in September of 2000, we opened for business at 4th and St. Joe with a staff of five. Now we have three banking locations, over 45 employees, and have grown to become the largest locally owned bank in Hastings.
Since our opening, we've listened to you and responded by providing high-quality customer service, new banking technology, and provided support to many community organizations. We appreciate your support and look forward to continuing as the better bank in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
All right, Mike Will back here at the Gleason Center in Sterling, Kansas tonight. Hastings College basketball in 1230 KHAS. It's Hastings and the Warriors out of Sterling College. We'll get to the starting lineups. Are brought to you by Five Points Bank of Hastings. Locally owned, locally managed with friendly service, three convenient locations, and a strong commitment to area youth. Many reasons why Five Points Bank is the better bank. Before we get to the starting lineups, we're going to have the playing of the national anthem as we get set for basketball tonight. Hastings and Sterling from 1230 KHAS. The playing of the national anthem here at the Gleason Center as we get ready for basketball action here tonight. Hastings College and the Warriors out of Sterling College. We'll get to the starters for Sterling in this ball game tonight. Starting at one of the guard spots is going to be Marcel Hauser. Hauser, a 5'9" senior out of Long Beach, California. Salim Holden is another guard. He's a 6'4" senior out of Chicago, Illinois. Jambiah Whittem Hayes as a forward. He's a 6'5" junior out of Kyle, Texas. Isaac Otrowski is a 6'3" senior. He's out of Fredonia, Kansas. And the other starter is going to be Gabriel Mendez. He is 6'10" and a sophomore out of Brazil. Hastings College will go this way. Brandon Leposki is 6'4" senior out of Sandy Creek, the transfer from Nebraska, Omaha. Logan Kale is 6' senior out of Lincoln. Martin Hiscock is 6'6" senior out of Bennington, Nebraska. Shane Chamberlain is 6'6" sophomore out of Harlan, Iowa. And the other starter for Hastings is going to be the big kid inside. He's a transfer from Nebraska, Omaha. It's going to be Evan Tricker. Tricker is 6'11" and a sophomore out of Naples, Florida. So Hastings College a little bit bigger than we're accustomed to. As we will go 6'4", 6', also 6'6", 6'6", and 6'11" in the starting lineup here tonight. The Broncos 3-1 on the season, 2-1 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. This will be their final tune-up before the conference season gets underway next Wednesday night in Crete against the Doan University Tigers. So the Broncos taking a 3.5-hour bus trip down here to Sterling, Kansas for a Monday night basketball game here this evening. The Broncos are going to be dressed in their crimson uniforms with their white and black trim here this evening. Sterling is going to be in their white unis with their blue trim here tonight. Hastings and Sterling College getting ready to go at. Both basketball teams for Hastings off to good starts. The Hastings College women, they'll play down here in Kansas tomorrow night against the Bethel College. Broncos are currently sitting at 3-0 on the season. Jumping into the center circle for Hastings is going to be Evan Tricker. Again, Tricker, the transfer kid from Nebraska Omaha, comes via Naples, Florida. 6'11" for Tricker. He's averaging 8 points and 7 rebounds a game. And a leading scorer for Hastings has been Bart Hiscock. He has been sensational here in the first 4 games of the season, averaging 26 points, 8.3 rebounds per game. Hiscock is hitting 57% from the field, 47% from three-point territory, and 81% from the free throw line. So the ball is in the air, and the tip is controlled by Hastings College. The Broncos will shoot to our basket to our left here in this first half of play. Hastings has got the ball. Sterling is going to start off with a tough man-to-man defense, and immediately they're going to steal over there on the far side, and the jump ball is going to be called. It has ripped the ball out of the hands of Shane Chamberlain of Hastings. The jump ball arrow is pointing in favor of Sterling, so the first turnover on Hastings here in the ball game. Broncos have been averaging 14 turnovers per game so far through the first four contests. Broncos will play their tough man-to-man defense. Here's Haynes with the ball. Haynes comes out to Holden. Now he's swinging left side. Over there is going to be Marcel Hauser. Hauser averaging about 9 points per ball game. Here's Mendez with the ball. Mendez over to Holden. Back out to Mendez. He drives the ball down the lane. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Ball being tapped around. Now we've got a... let's see. The ball is out of bounds. It goes out of bounds, and Hastings will play things in here in backcourt. Just underway between Hastings and Sterling here tonight. Men's college basketball on 1230 KHIS and online at hastingslink.com. There's Leposky with the ball. He centered inside off of the fingertips of Tricker. He picks her back up, and here's a pass that's going to be intercepted. So two possessions and two turnovers on Hastings. Hauser has got the ball. Hauser down the right side of the lane, stops on the baseline. Gives it away now. That's going to be Matthew Hart, or rather Ostrowski with the ball. Isaac Ostrowski has got it. Comes out on top now to Marcel Hauser. 10 seconds in the shot clock. Hauser drives the ball to the basket. His shot is up there. Is no good. Reaching for the rebound is Hauser. Rather for Hastings is going to be Hitchcock. He grabs the ball here and gets it over to Brendan Leposky. End of the forecourt. Leposky moves it down in the corner to Tricker. And Tricker is out of bounds. Tricker is out of bounds deep in the corner on the left side. That's going to be three turnovers on Hastings now. So Broncos have had the ball three times, and we've had three turnovers. We've played about 90 seconds here in the ball game. No score between Hastings and Sterling here tonight. Marcel Hauser has got the ball picked up out there by Logan Kale. Hauser drives it, stops at the elbow, throws it down on the baseline to Holden. He takes the ball on the paint. His shot left-handed is going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Tricker. Tricker to Leposky. The Hiscock shot good. Bart Hiscock scores. Leposky gets the assist. And the Broncos are out on top of this ball game. 2-0 is the score. Played about 2 minutes here in the ball game. The Broncos get the first field goal of the ball game. Haynes has got it over here on the right side. Leposky will pick him up. There's a shot from the free throw line off of the left side. No good by Ostrowski. Rebound comes down to Tricker of Hastings. Tricker gets the ball over to Logan Kale. Now back to Evan Tricker out here to Bart for three. Shot good. Bart Hiscock nails a three-pointer. He steps away from the basket. Like we said in the pregame, he's doing a great job shooting the ball, 47% from three-point territory this year. 5-0 is the score. Hastings has got the lead. Here's Hauser with the ball. Hauser now to Holden. Holden drives it, throws it down to the baseline. Now to Hauser. He drives it, gives it off to Holden in the lane. His shot's going to be up there too strong. No good. Tricker with a rebound. Tricker gets it away to Logan Kale down the near sideline. Right-handed dribble. Down in the corner to Hiscock, inside of Leposky, his shot no good. Tip try is up and in by Evan Tricker. Evan Tricker gets the tip, and the Broncos are out on top here in the ballgame. 7-0 is the score. Hastings is leading Sterling College here tonight. Haynes has got the ball on the high post now to Mendez. Mendez working against Hiscock. Lobs the ball down on the baseline to Haynes. His fall away jumper good. Demaya Haynes scores there for Sterling College. He scores over Leposky. 7-2 is the score. Hastings with a 5-point lead. Broncos have the ball. 16-20 to play. Here's Leposky on the baseline. His shot's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Trofsky for Sterling College. Gets it in the hands of Haynes. Comes back, shoots a free throw line jumper. No good. Tricker grabs the ball for Hastings. Tricker now to Logan Kale. Head in the forecourt to Leposky. Now to Kale. Kale moves it over here to Hiscock. 4-3. Shot is off of the mark. No good. Haynes grabs the rebound. There comes Sterling College back 2-on-3. They don't have the numbers, so they'll hold things up here. Isaac Otrowski has got the ball out here to Marcel Hauser. High post now to Mendez. He scores around to the bucket there against Shane Chamberlain. Can't go up for the shot. Gives it away to Holden. He dribbles right to left across the top of the key. Bounce pass goes inside to Mendez. His shot is up there. Air ball no good. It goes out of bounds. And Hastings is going to play things in. Broncos will play things in, and now we've got a timeout called. Hastings will call a timeout, 15:30 to play. Here in the first half, we'll take a break with a score. Hastings 7, Sterling 2.
Someone once said,
if you build it, they will come.
To which the world-famous Bullseye Sports Bar and Grill adds,
and they'll eat like crazy, too.
What Bullseye's built is the soup and salad bar weekdays from 11 in the morning until 9 at night. You choose from a Lagerbill affair or pile it on. Build it your way. Weekdays, 11 a.m. until 9 p.m. with the soup and salad bar. Regular menu available, too, at Bullseye Sports Bar and Grill on West 2nd, across from the water park, Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Hastings College basketball tonight here on 1230 KHAS, brought to you in part by Five Points Bank of Hastings, Mary Lanning Healthcare, by Bullseye Sports Bar and Grill, Family Medical Center of Hastings, and by the Hastings College Foundation. Hastings working the ball inside to Tricker. He is surrounded. Now a traveling violation is called. Tricker was trapped along the baseline there, right underneath the basket. Four turnovers already on Hastings here in the ballgame. And Sterling College will come back the other way. 7-2 is the score. Broncos have the lead. Men's college basketball action here tonight. Marcel Hauser goes on the left side. There's a shot taken by Holden from three. That's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Mason Heemstra, who's into the ballgame now for Hastings. Heemstra moves it over to Tricker. Cross-court pass comes over here to Hiscock. Down in the corner to Heemstra. His shot no good. Now we got a foul call on the rebound. Chamberlain got the rebound, but a personal foul is going to be called here. It's going to go on Holden. That's going to be his first foul. Team foul number one on Sterling here in this first half of play. Non-shooting situation. Hastings will play things in from underneath their own basket. There's Zach Johnson who's into the ball game now for Hastings. Johnson goes over to Hiscock on the far sideline, trying to drive it inside. Out here to Tricker for three. Shot is up there, no good. Tip try by Hiscock, no good. Rebound Heemstra. Heemstra gets it out here to Leposky. His shot for three is good. Brandon Leposky hits a three ball for Hastings, and the Broncos are out on top here over Sterling College. The score is 10-2. We got 14-19 to play here in the first half. Driving the ball into the basket there is Hauser. He is knocked down in the play. No foul call. The ball is rebounded here by Leposky. Leposky gets the ball away. Now to Johnson. Takes the ball down on the baseline. His pass is going to be intercepted by Haynes. Turnover number five on Hastings. Haynes runs back the other way. His shot's going to be blocked down. The ball is loose. It's saved. It goes out of bounds, and it's going to be Hastings' ball. Lost the touch down there was Holden. Haynes a little slow in getting up. Underneath the basket there, he's back onto his feet. Hastings has got the ball now. 13 minutes and 55 seconds to play here in the first half. 10-2 is the score. Here comes Zach Kitten into the ball game now for Hastings College. Kitten comes in, a 6'5" senior out of Hastings St. Cecilia. He's going to replace Evan Tricker. He's going to get a quick breather here for head coach Bill Gabers. Hastings College will play things in. There's a Mason Heemstra with the ball. Heemstra, one of the freshmen out of Alliance, Nebraska. Heemstra goes over here to Leposki. Now to Hiscock. There's Zach Johnson down in the corner to Heemstra. Drives the baseline toward the goal. The ball's going to be stripped away. It's picked up here by Riley Hayes as he comes back down the near sideline. He's going to be fouling the play right in front of us. Zach Johnson picks up the foul. First foul in Zach Johnson. Team foul number one on Hastings. Here in this first half of play. 10-2 is the score. Hastings College is out on top here over Sterling College. Sterling 2-1 on the season. Hastings sitting at 3-1 in this young campaign. There's Okafer, who's into the ball game now. Out to Otroski. His shot for three is up there. That one goes around the rim and down to the hole. It gets the roll there. Isaac Otroski scores. He's their leading scorer, averaging 18 points per ball game. 10-5 is the score now. Hastings with a 5-point lead. There's Leposki and a nice feed there by Zach Johnson. Leposki lays it in. Leposki now with 5 points in the ballgame. 12-5 is the score. There's a three-pointer by Okafer. No good. Leposki gets the rebound. Leposki gets it to Heemstra. Now to Johnson for three. Shot good. Zach Johnson nails a three ball. And Hastings has a 10-point lead. 12 minutes and 45 seconds to play here in the first quarter. There's a shot with the baseline up and in. Isaac Otroski scores. He's got 5 points in the ballgame now for Sterling. 15-7 is the score. Ball knocked away from Heemstra. He picks it back up. Heemstra goes to Kitten on the far sideline. Zach with the ball, dribbles with it, comes over here now to Zach Johnson. Man-to-man defense here for Sterling College. There's Leposki with it now. Leposki high left side. Leposki bounce pass. The ball is going to be tipped and it's going to be intercepted. Haynes grabs the ball. Turnover number 6 in the ball game now for Hastings already. Jump pass down on the baseline. Okafer has got the ball. Okafer works over there against Kitten, comes out here. That's Keenan Comley, who's into the ball game now for Sterling. Over here to Hayes, his shot from 15, good. Riley Hayes scoring there for Sterling. So back-to-back field goals for the Warriors. 15-7 is the score now. Hastings, or 15-9, it should be 15-9. Hastings has got the lead. There's a shot from underneath the hole there by Hiscock. No good, but he's fouling the play. Bart Hiscock will go to the free throw line. Jemiah Whittem Haynes picking up the personal foul. That's going to be his first team. Foul number two on Sterling here in this first half of play. Hiscock to the free throw line. 81% foul shooter on the season. 17 out of 21 for Bart Hiscock this year from the stripe. Hastings is a team hitting 70% of their free throws. Shot is up there. It's going to be good by Hiscock. He's already got 6 points. Here in the basketball game, Hastings so far in the contest, 6 out of 11 from the field. That's 54%. Sterling is hitting 4 out of 15 early in this contest. That is 26%. Broncos have knocked down 3 out of 6 from three-point territory, 1 out of 3 for Sterling. Now, the officials conferring here after Hiscock has already hit one free throw in the ball game. Now what do we have here? I think we got some scorebook problems. We've got some scorebook problems here. Minutes and 41 seconds to play here in the first half. It's a 16-9 ball game. Hastings College has got the lead over Sterling College of Kansas. And again, we got some bookkeeping problems down here. They were getting ready to award some free throws to Sterling College. And now Billy Gavers and Doug Rader over here at the scorers table. And we're going to have a technical foul called here on Hastings with a scorebook problem. Keenan Comley is going to go to the free throw line here for Sterling. He's 3 out of 3. On free throws this year, and his shot is up there. The shot is good. But Comley hits the free throw. He'll get just one here, so it's now a 16-10 ball game. Now we walk to the other end It's going to be Hiscock going to the free throw line. Bart Hiscock has already nailed one free throw. It was the second one right here. It's up there. It's good. So Bart hits two free throws. Keenan Comley hits one free throw on the other end with a technical foul on Hastings because of a scorebook problem. And now it's a 17-10 ball game. Hastings College has got the lead here in the first half from the Gleason Center in Sterling, Kansas here tonight. Hayes has got the ball. Hayes now to Okafor. Okafor tries to drive it inside. The ball poked away. Haynes picks it up now on the far sideline. Now dribbles the ball toward the goal there against Kitten. The shot is up there. It's going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to Hastings. Jacob Rowell grabs the ball there for Hastings. Hustling back the other way. Zach Johnson for three. Shot is no good. Conley with a rebound. Conley runs her back the other way for Sterling. Conley takes it to the far sideline to Stewart. Darius Stewart is into the ball game now. There's a Hayes with the ball. Down to Stewart on the baseline. A shot good. Darius Stewart scoring from the left baseline. That's his first field goal of the ball game. And now Sterling is back to within 5 points. 17-12 is the score. There's a shot high off the window. It's up and in. Logan Kale gets the field goal for Hastings. That's his first points here in the ball game. The Broncos back out to a 7-point lead. 19-12. Stewart for three. Shot good. He buries another one. Back-to-back field goals for Darius Stewart. Darius with a three and Darius with a two so far. Last two possessions, 19-15. Sterling is back to within 4 points. This is as close as they have been for a while. Hastings had a 10-point lead just a couple of minutes ago. There's Rao with the ball in the lane, and a traveling violation is going to be called on Jacob Rao. Broncos have 7 turnovers in his first half of play. Sterling so far with none. No turnovers on Sterling. Hastings with 7. Broncos have a 4-point lead here at 19-15. There's a shot from the baseline. No good by Okafor. Battle for the rebound. Jump ball is going to be called. Zach Kitten comes down with the ball with Okafor. The possession is pointing in favor of Hastings, so the Broncos will play things in here in backcourt. 19-15 is the score. Hastings with a 4-point lead here in this one. Logan Kale has got it. Kale just across the 10-second line. Kale throws it over on the wing on the right side. With the ball over there is going to be Carson Gasselbaum, who's into the ball game now. Another freshman. Backdoor cut. There's a shot by Zach Johnson. No good. Tip tries up and in by Zach Kitten. Zach Kitten gets the tip for Hastings, and the Broncos now with a 21-15 lead over Sterling College. Here's Okafor. He powers his way to the goal, puts it up there right-handed. His shot no good. Rebound there by Matthew Hart. His shot no good. Hart gets his own rebound. Shot's going to be blocked down by Rao. The ball is loose and is picked up by Hastings. Hastings coming back the other way. Gasselbaum has got the ball. Gasselbaum hustles into the forecourt, moves it over to Jacob Rao out here in three-point territory. Rao comes across the top to Zach Johnson. Down in the corner. Three-pointer thrown up there by Kale. It's going to be no good. Ball goes out of bounds on the far sideline. It's going to be Hastings' ball. There comes Loposki back into the ball game now for the Broncos. Zach Johnson will come out. Hiscock coming back into the ball game for Hastings. And Jacob Rao will come out for the Broncos. 8:56 to play here in the first half. Hastings out on top by a score of 21-15. Here's Logan Kale, gets it inside. Kitten works through the ball, spins one way, then the other. Goes up with a shot, it's blocked down, but a foul is going to be called. And Kitten will go to the free throw line here for Hastings. Darius Stewart picking up the personal foul. That's going to be his first. That's going to be team foul number 3. It's all done Sterling College here in this first half of play. Kitten to the free throw line for Hastings. 4 out of 9 so far on the season. Making 4 out of 10 as that one is left short. Zach Kitten will have one more. Kitten averaging 4 points and 2.8 rebounds per game. Kitten, the senior from Hastings St. Cecilia. 21-15 is the score. Hastings with the lead. Next shot is up there. It's going to be good by Zach Kitten. 22-15 now. Hastings back out to a 7-point lead here in this one. There's a Hayes with the ball. Hayes lobs it to a Stewart. There is Stewart. Just inside the ring. Now to Hart. Drives it toward the goal and shots off of the right side. No good. Tip try. No good. Rebound Hastings. Kitten grabs the rebound for the Broncos. Gets it away to Logan Kale. Hustles back the other way. Kale gets it over here to Zach Kitten. Holds the ball in three-point territory. He comes over here on the left side down to Leposki. Drives the ball toward the goal. The shot no good. Tip try is up and in. Zach Kitten. Zach Kitten now with 5 points in the ball game. Hastings back out to a 9-point lead. 24-15. The Broncos have led by as many as 10 so far here in this first half of play. We're down to 8 minutes to go in the first half, and now we've got a foul called here. A foul called on Hastings. That's going to go on Zach Kitten. That's going to be his first personal foul. That's going to be team foul number two on the Broncos. Shane Chamberlain into the ball game now for Hastings. Sterling will inbound the ball. Darius Stewart has got it to Comley. Comley gets it in the hands there of Hayes. Free throw line extended left side picked up there by Chamberlain. Down in the corner, Stewart for three. Shot no good. Long rebound. They try to save it. Nice job over there. They save it. Off of the leg of Zach Kitten. Nice save there by Darius Stewart. So it's going to be Sterling playing it in. Baseline right side underneath their own basket. There comes Holden back into the ball game now for Sterling. Okafor is going to check out. Sterling will inbound the ball to the right of their goal down here on the baseline. Sterling trailing in the ball game by a score of 24-15. Now a 5-second violation or a foul. A foul is going to be called. That's going to go on Chamberlain. That's going to be his first. So Shane Chamberlain picks up his first personal foul. That's going to be team foul number three on the Broncos. They lob it here to Holden. Holden gets it to Comley. Now to Holden again. Far side of the floor. Back out here to Keenan Comley. There's a Darius Stewart with the ball. Stewart works against Hiscock. Over to Hayes. His shot for three is up there. No good. Tip try, no good. Rebound comes down to Stewart. His shot, no good. And the ball ripped out of there by Zach Kitten. Kitten has got the ball. Now to Logan Kale. Here come the Broncos down the near sideline. There's Shane Chamberlain. His shot from 10. Good. Shane Chamberlain hits his first field goal of the ball game, and the Broncos have their biggest lead of the ball game now at 11 points. 26-15 with 7:05 to play. Stewart, short baseline jumper up there, no good. Hayes with a rebound. Hayes, three-pointer from the corner. That shot's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Chamberlain of Hastings, flips the ball to Leposki, dribbles behind his back. Leposki has problems with the dribble, picks it up on the baseline, sends it over here down to Shane Chamberlain. There's a jumper up there by Logan Kale. It's going to be no good. Rebound, Hiscock. His shot, no good, and a foul is going to be called. Broncos doing a good job in the rebounding chart so far. 22 rebounds for Hastings so far in this ball game. Sterling's got 9. Hastings has got 6 offensive rebounds so far here in the first half. Hiscock goes to the free throw line. Darius Stewart picks up the personal foul. Down from the free throw line is going to be up and in by Bart Hiscock. Hiscock has already got 8 points in the basketball game here for Hastings. Kitten is going to come out of the ball game now. Here comes Evan Tricker back in there. Tricker at 6'11" and a sophomore out of Naples, Florida. Here comes the next shot. It's going to be good by Bart Hiscock. He's led the Broncos in scoring so far this year, averaging 26 points and 8.3 rebounds per game. He's already got 9 points here in this one. Hastings down with a steal. Logan Kale, he goes coast to coast and scores. Logan Kale with 4 points in the ball game. Hastings has doubled the score on Sterling here in the ball game. It's 30-15. Hastings with the lead. Holden with the ball out here in three-point territory. Cross-court pass comes over here to Hauser. Drives the baseline. Leaves it off in the lane, and the shot is up and in. Gabriel Mendez scoring there. Hauser gets the assist. 30-17. There's Leposki to the basket. His shot no good. Tricker with a rebound. His shot is up and in. Evan Tricker now with 4 points in the ballgame. Hastings back out to a 15-point lead. 32-17. 5 minutes and 48 seconds to play here in the first half from Sterling, Kansas. There's a shot taken there. No good by Holden. Rebound comes down to Hastings. Broncos are crushing the Warriors on the glass here tonight. Hiscock with the ball down in the corner to Leposki. His shot for three is no good. Ball is loose. Picked up here by Hauser. Races back the other way. Hauser down to Hayes on the baseline. Jumper from 10. Good. Riley Hayes scoring there from the short left baseline. He's now got 4 points in the ball game, and Hastings wants to call a timeout. Broncos call a timeout with 5:20 to play here in the first half. The timeout brought to you by Bullseye Sports Bar and Grill. Oh, wait a minute, we don't have a timeout. All right, looked like Hastings wanted a timeout. That's not the case. The officials bring the troops back out here. So we got 5 minutes and 20 seconds to go here in the first half. It is 32-19. Hastings College has got the lead here in this one. Broncos have the ball. Shane Chamberlain tries to lob it inside, deflected away from Leposky. Beck back up by Tricker to Hiscock. Now to Tricker. His shot rolls down through the hole. Nice pass there by Hiscock. Tricker gets the field goal. Evan Tricker now with 6 points in the ball game. 34-19. Hastings College has got the lead here in the first half. With the ball is Haynes on the far side. Gets it out to Holden. Now they work the ball back inside the paint there to Haynes. His shot from right in front of the free throw line is going to be no good. Rebound Hastings. Hiscock had a rebound. His outlet pass is intercepted. Driving the ball to the basket there and scoring is Holden. Hastings with 8 turnovers here in the first half. 34-21. Now the ball is going to be swatted away from Hiscock out of bounds. Mason Heemstra comes into the ball game now for Hastings. Logan Kale checks out. Heemstra, the 6-foot freshman out of Alliance. Now in the ball game. There's a pass into Hiscock. Kicks it out to Chamberlain for a 3-shot good. Shane Chamberlain now with a couple of field goals here in the first half. He's got 4 points. Hastings leading by 16 here in the first half. 37-21. Broncos are still hitting almost 54% from the field here in this first half. There's a shot from the corner that's going to be no good. Rebound Hastings. Broncos come back. Leposky down to Chamberlain. A shot good. Shane Chamberlain scores again. He's got 6 points in the ball game. 39-21. Hastings with an 18-point lead here in the first half. Hauser sends it inside. The ball deflected away. Is picked up here by Haynes. Haynes gets it out to Holden. Holden, 3-pointer. Over Tricker. His shot's going to be no good. Rebound Hastings. Chamberlain with the ball. Chamberlain now to Leposky. Accelerates. Goes for the basket. Shot good. And he's fouled. Brandon Leposky just drove right around a couple of defenders all the way to the basket. He scores and one as he is fouled into play there by Salem Holden. Second foul on Holden. Leposky will go to the free throw line and try to convert on a 3-point play. Hastings is out to a 20-point lead here in the first half. It's 41-21. Brandon Leposky to the free throw line, 6 out of 7 from the line so far this year. Make it 7 out of 8 as that one goes down to the hole. And Hastings is out on top, 42-21 over Sterling College. There's a pass that's going to be deflected by Leposky. It goes out of bounds. Sterling College will play things in off of the far sideline. 3 minutes and 27 seconds to play here in the first half from Sterling, Kansas tonight. Broncos playing this non-conference game against his foe from the KCAC. Sterling has got the ball. Lucas Breyer is into the ball game now down in the corner. Shot taken by Otrovsky, and he is hit on the play in 3-point territory. And he'll go to the free throw line for 3. Leposky, the guilty party there. That's going to be his first. Isaac Otrovsky will go to the free throw line. He's got 5 points so far tonight. 3 and 2. He's a 66% foul shooter on the season. 6 out of 9 for the big guy as he will step to the free throw line here for Sterling. His first one is up there. It's going to be no good. That's only the second free throw of the night for Sterling. They're now 1 out of 2 from the free throw line. Isaac will have a couple of more. Next one is up there. He leaves that one short. 3 minutes and 14 seconds to play here in the first half, 42-21. Hastings has got the lead. Next one is up there. He misses all three of them. And the rebound comes down to Bart Hiscock. Hiscock now to Heemstra. Down to Hiscock. Sends it inside to Leposky. Leposky backs up, spins toward the baseline, puts it up there. A shot no good. Tipped by Leposky is up and in. Tricker had it, lost it. Leposky grabs it and scores with it. Brandon Leposky now with 10 points in the ball game. There's a shot up there. It's going to be good, and he's fouled into play. Lucas Breyer scoring there for Sterling. Foul is going to go on Hiscock. That's going to be his first. Lucas Breyer gets the field goal to go down. That makes the score 44-23. Hastings College is out on top here in the ball game. 2 minutes and 50 seconds to play in the first half. Lucas Breyer's free throw is up there. It's good. That's his first free throw of the season. And he cans it. So a three-point play there by Lucas Breyer. And now it's a 20-point ball game again. 44-24. Hastings has got the lead. Chamberlain with the ball here on the near sideline. Chamberlain trapped on the baseline. Gives it out to Leposky, and Leposky throws the ball out of bounds. Trying to connect there with Zach Kitten just left of the basket. Down low, that is the ninth turnover on Hastings here in the first half. The Broncos only averaging 14 per ball game. There's a shot falling down. It's going to be Marcel Hauser. Hauser scores down the lane. That's his first field goal of the ball game. 44-26. Hastings down on top. There's another pass that's going to be intercepted. Intercepted there as Heemster throws the errant pass back the other way. A shot is up and in by Haynes. Jemiah Wyndham Haynes scoring there. He's got 4 points in the ball game. 44-28. There's Zach Kitten. His shot is up and in. Kitten scores off of the glass. He's now got 7 points in the ball game. Hiscock got to the assist as he was driving the baseline and dumped it away to Zach Kitten. Driving the ball to the basket there. It's going to be Hauser. He loses control of it. It goes out of bounds. And we're going to have a foul down here. A foul is going to go on Hauser. So he lost control of the ball, and then he missed the personal foul down here. First foul on Marcel Hauser. Here comes Logan Kale back into the ball game now. Heemstra will come to the bench. Shane Chamberlain also coming out for Hastings College. And here comes Zach Johnson back in there. A minute and 46 seconds to play here in the first half. A good first half here for the Broncos on the road tonight. 46-28 is the score. Down in the corner, Gasselbaum has got it. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Kitten. Hiscock, and his shot is up and in. Martin Hiscock now with 11 points in the ballgame. Zach Kitten gets the assist. Hastings again with a 20-point lead. 48-28. Hastings out on top here. Late in this first half, there's Breyer with the ball. Breyer drives it around. His cock is off the window. Is good. Lucas Breyer now with 5 points in the ball game for Sterling. 48-30 is the score. Hastings back with the ball on their offensive end. Here's Logan Kale. Kale gets it down to Zach Kitten, picked up there by Otrovsky. Kitten gives it to Logan Kale on the far sideline to Hiscock. Fakes the three. Dribbles down the lane. Dishes off there to Kitten. He is double-teamed. Outside now to Kale for three. Shot good. Logan Kale hits the three ball. He's got 7 points in the ball game. 51-30. Hastings College with the lead. Hauser to the basket. Shot is up there. No good. Rebound comes down to Hiscock. 30 seconds to play. Hiscock comes over here to Logan Kale. Logan Kale dribbling with the ball. Hastings will go for the final shot here. They throw the ball into the backcourt, and it's going to be a turnover on Hastings. So the Broncos trying to set up the final play there. Billy not going to be happy with 11 turnovers on Hastings here in the first half. 11 turnovers on Hastings in the first half of play, and that was 17 seconds to play. Sterling is going to have the last chance at a field goal here in this first half. Hauser has got the ball. Logan Kale will come out and meet him out here in three-point territory. Behind the screen, Hauser drives it, and he throws the ball out of bounds, but it's going to be tipped out there by the Broncos. Getting his hands on it was Zach Johnson here on the near sideline. So it's going to be Sterling College inbounding the ball here on the near sideline right in front of the Bronco bench. Marcus English will inbound the ball down there in the corner. A three-pointer thrown up there by Haynes. No good. And that is the end of the first half of play. Hastings College is hitting almost 60% of their field goals here in the first half. And the Broncos have built a 21-point lead at halftime. It's Hastings 51, Sterling 30. You're listening to Bronco Basketball on 1230 KHAS.
The gifts from friends and alumni of Hastings College are always appreciated. And now there's an even greater opportunity to target your gifts more easily than ever before with Bronco Boost. With Bronco Boost, you simply log into hastings.edu, then click on the Giving drop-down menu to reach Bronco Boost. Target your gift in on up to 9 areas. Give anything from athletics to theater to music. Bronco Boost, a service of the Hastings College Foundation to directly impact Hastings College students.
Five Points Bank of Hastings has again been awarded a 5-star rating by Bauer Financial Research. We know our customers appreciate having their local community bank at the top of safety and soundness ratings.
We are very proud of the 5-star designation and will work hard to maintain this level of excellence. Knowing our community and knowing our customers, it's what sets a community bank apart from others.
Five Points Bank of Hastings, member FDIC.
The Halftime Show is brought to you by the Family Medical Center of Hastings, your family's home for healthcare since 1963, at 1021 West 14th Street in Hastings.
All right, Hastings College with a lead. Men's college basketball here to break the score is 51-30. Hastings hitting 58% of their field goals so far here in the first half of play. Hastings got out to a 7-0 lead here in this ball game. Hastings had a double-digit lead about 7.5 minutes into the ball game. 15-5, they got a double-digit lead. Sterling came back to pull in 4 points at 19-15. But the Broncos again going on a run of 11-0. So they go from 19-15 to 30-15. Hastings led by 15 points again at 32-17. Led by 15 at 34-19. And you get the picture. Hastings has been in control of this basketball game, shooting the ball well, and they are crushing Sterling on the glass here in the first half. Hastings with 32 rebounds here at halftime compared to only 11 for Sterling. On the offensive end, Hastings out rebounding Sterling 9-6. So all in all, a pretty good first half for Hastings College here on the road, leading at halftime by a score of 51-30. Hastings has hit 20 out of 34 from the field here in the first half, 58.8%. Broncos are 5 out of 13 on three-pointers. That is 38.5%. And Hastings 6 out of 7 from the free throw line, 85%. Sterling is 13 out of 41 from the field, 31%. The Warriors are just 2 out of 10 from beyond the arc for 20%. And they are 2 out of 5 from the free throw line. That is 40%. Again, the rebounds, Hastings completely dominating there. The Broncos with 32 rebounds compared to 11 for Sterling College. Leading rebounder for the Broncos here in the first half has been Evan Tricker. He's got 6 rebounds, 4 for Bart Hiscock, the leading rebounder for Sterling College here in the first half. They've got Matthew Hart with a couple of rebounds. Broncos have 11 turnovers here in the first half with 2 block shots and 1 steal. Sterling has got 2 turnovers with 1 block shot and 5 steals. Again, Hastings with a lead over Sterling, 51-30 here at the break. Broncos getting 11 points from Bart Hiscock here in the first half. Hiscock has nailed 1 three-pointer in the ball game. He's got a couple of 2-point field goals, and he has 4 out of 4 from the free throw line. Brennan Leposky, he has got 10 points in the ball game. Leposky so far with 1 three-point field goal. He's got 3 2-point field goals, and he has 1 out of 1 from the free throw line. Other scores for Hastings: Zach Johnson has nailed a 3-pointer for 3. Logan Kale has got 7 points here at halftime. Shane Chamberlain with 6. Zach Kitten has got 7, and Evan Tricker has got 6 points. For Sterling College, they're being led so far. They've got 3 guys with 5 points apiece: Darius Stewart, Lucas Breyer, and also Isaac Otrowski. Their other scorers, Riley Hayes, he has got 4 points in the ball game. And then 2 points for Marcel Hauser, Salem Holden, and also Gabriel Mendez. And scoring 1 point in the first half was Keenan Comley. So Hastings College has got the lead in men's college basketball. The score is 51-30 here at halftime. We'll take a break, and then Mike Spataro, he's going to join us. Hastings College Spotlight coming up next. You're listening to Bronco Basketball on 1230 KHIS.
Family Medical Center of Hastings is the place to go for all your healthcare needs. Their team is trained to treat the whole person, regardless of age. They provide a wide range of medical care, including acute care, routine health screenings, and treatment of chronic conditions. Family Medical Center is the area's only independent family medicine clinic. They're dedicated to providing you the best care in the most cost-effective manner. Your family's home for health care. 1021 West 14th Street, proud to support all area student athletes.
Mike Spataro here for 1230 KHAS, and I'm joined by Molly Johnson and Matt Fong of the Alumni Association over at Hastings College. Molly and Matt, thanks for stopping by today.
You bet. Happy to be here.
You're welcome.
So we're talking about upcoming alumni events. And first, before we get into the upcoming alumni events, Matt, you wanted to talk a little bit about the importance of alumni events.
Yeah, so we really feel, obviously, Molly and I, our primary job is to make sure that Hastings College alumni, as well as community members, feel connected to the college. And so our job is to actually program lots of different types of events to connect people with the college, as well as our students. And so we really think that events are an important way for us to do that. Obviously, it builds community with the people that participate. It connects them, obviously, to our office, and then back to the students as well. So it's really, there's lots of benefits for folks to participate in our alumni programming. And so we really encourage and hope that we have strong turnouts at all of our upcoming events.
Do you usually get a lot of good feedback from the alumni events, from the alumni?
Of course, we always get lots of feedback. We do a variety of different events from athletic events to after hours to before hours to talks with faculty. And so, you know, it's all different depending on each event. So it's always nice to be able to offer different things that appeal to different types of people.
And then, Molly, you have a lot of upcoming events, so tell us about a few of those that are happening soon here.
Our first event is November 21st. It's called Tea Time. It is in conjunction with International Education Week. We will be having English tea, sandwiches, pastries with alumni, faculty, and staff, and a few of our international students.
We did this event last year, and it was a ton of fun. So our food service provider does a lot of work to create some specific food and teas that are like authentic from where the students are. And so it's really a great opportunity for some of our alums to kind of have a world-class style event. So it's a ton of fun.
So November, December, we're getting into the holiday season. What kind of holiday events do you guys have coming up?
So we have a couple different holiday events. We have a Christmas music extravaganza, which will take place at the Masonic Center on December 1st at 3. That is with our music and theater departments. We also have an event called Lighting of Campus on Monday, December 2nd at 7 in the French Memorial Chapel.
I was just going to say that is one of our kind of signature events, obviously, for the campus. When you talk to alums, alums oftentimes comment on Lighting of the Campus, and it's a great opportunity for folks to celebrate and kick off the holiday season. Our college president participates, and music department and students do lots of kind of fun and silly music programs, and so it's a ton of fun. And then the next events we have coming up are in conjunction with our theater department. And so the theater department is doing a play called The Coloring Book. And so it's a children's production. It's actually done by their honorary, the Alpha Psi Omega Theater Honorary. And so certainly very appropriate for kids. And those events run from Thursday, December 5th through the 7th. So a ton of fun for the family as well.
So a lot of good holiday events so far. Any other ones before we start moving into the 2020 events?
We do have a few additional events coming up in Omaha, so we try to extend our reach to our alums as well into Lincoln and Omaha, as well as the Front Range of Colorado. But we do have a few events coming up in Omaha. We're working with former president of the college, Phil Dudley. And so we have hosted an event at Dudley's Tavern in Omaha. And so we encourage all of our Omaha alums to wear an ugly sweater. So that event is December 12th. And then in Omaha as well, we're actually working with a food pantry in Omaha. Omaha, and doing a service event on November 19th. So lots of events to connect with all of our alums across the state.
Yeah, there are a lot of upcoming events, and we're not done yet. There's stuff going on going into the 2020 year as well.
Yes. So on January 8th, we do have our annual soup supper, which is in conjunction with our basketball games. So we will have soup and runzas on January 8th from 5 to 6 in between the women's and the men's games.
So that should be a lot of fun. And, of course, we did talk about this a little bit ago before the interview. People do – it's helpful for you guys if people RSVP. We'll talk about how people RSVP in just a moment here. Just wanted to let people know we will talk about that. But before we do that, let's talk a little bit more about these last few events coming up here at the start of 2020.
Our last event that we have scheduled right now is the Seafood Boil on Tuesday, February 18th. And there will be more details to come on that.
So that is a little bit of ways away. So if people want to get more details on any of these events or RSVP, they can just call your office, right?
Yes, they can call the foundation office at 402-461-7363 to make any reservations or for more details on any of the events.
You can also email us as well at alumni@hastings.edu. So again, we would love a heads up. It does help us just as it relates to food counts and those type of things.
There you go. So a lot of upcoming fun events for the Alumni Association, and that is Matt Fong and Molly Johnson of the Alumni Association over at Hastings College. Thank you both for stopping by today.
You bet.
Thank you.
The Halftime Show is brought to you by Family Medical Center of Hastings, your family's home for health care since 1963 at 1021 West 14th Street. Stay tuned. The second half is straight ahead on your Hastings link to Bronco Sports, KHAS Radio.
On a winning sports team, all the players work together and good things happen. And this sports broadcast on Platte River Radio happens because of a strong local team. The businesses you hear during this game know the value of advertising their message to sports fans. Our sponsors tell their story to thousands of Central Nebraska listeners every week. That helps their business grow, and it makes these broadcasts possible. We'd love to have you join our sports sponsorship team. Go to PlatteRiverRadio.com/advertise and get in the game with us.
Family Medical Center of Hastings is the place to go for all your healthcare needs. Their team is trained to treat the whole person, regardless of age. They provide a wide range of medical care, including acute care, routine health screenings, and treatment of chronic conditions. Family Medical Center is the area's only independent family medicine clinic. They're dedicated to providing you the best care in the most cost-effective manner. Your family's home for healthcare. 1021 West 14th Street, proud to support all area student athletes.
1230 KHAS.
Michael back here at the Gleason Center in Sterling, Kansas tonight. Hastings College men's basketball in 1230 KHAS. The Broncos raced out to a 15-5 lead within about the first 7 minutes and 15 seconds of the ball game. Sterling College came back to pull it in 4 points at 19-15, but then the Broncos responded going on an 11-0 run to grab a 30-15 advantage, and the Broncos have not been threatened for the rest of the half. 51-30 is our score here at halftime. Hastings with the lead, again leading the way for the Broncos so far in the first half. Bart Hiscock with 11 points. Brandon Leposky has got 10 points, leading the way for Sterling College. They have 3 guys with 5 points apiece. Darius Stewart, also Lucas Breyer, and Isaac Otrowski. Big story, I guess, is rebounding. Hastings out-rebounding Sterling College 32-11 here in the first half. Hastings on the offensive side has got a 9-6 advantage in the rebound. So the Broncos crushing the Warriors on the glass here in the first half. Hastings getting a lot of second chance points, and the Broncos are out on top by 19 here at halftime. The score is 51-30. Broncos will have a few days off now between this game and their next contest. We won't play again until next Wednesday. We'll open up the conference season next Wednesday in Crete against Doan University. That'll be a women's men's basketball doubleheader on Wednesday. So Hastings with a little bit of a break after this one. Broncos are sitting at 3-1 on the season. They played over the weekend in Seward on Friday and Saturday, and now playing this Monday game here in Sterling, Kansas. It'll be Sterling getting the ball first to begin this second half of play. They'll shoot to our basket to our left. Holden goes right to the hole and scores. Salim Holden scoring there, and that's his second field goal of the ball game. He's got 4 points. The Broncos come back the other way. They'll lob the ball down, though, to Chamberlain. Hastings will start the same way that he started the ball game here. Chamberlain inside to Tricker, and he slams one home. Evan Tricker, somebody missed him in their defensive switch, and Tricker was all alone, and he jams one home. 53-32 is the score. Hastings by 21. There's a shot for three. It's up there and in. Gabriel Mendez scoring there on a three-pointer. He's got 5 points in the ball game. 53-35. Hastings with the lead. Tricker with the ball. Now to Hiscock. Open for three. Takes a shot and hits it. Bart Hiscock now with 14 in the ball game. He's averaging 26 per game so far this season. 56-35 is the score. Hastings again leading by 21 points here in this one. Mendez with the ball. Drops it down low. It's going to be deflected out of bounds. Shane Chamberlain knocking that ball away from Isaac Otrovsky. It's going to be Sterling inbounding the ball. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. Triggering things in will be Holden. Holden looking. Goes down in the corner. And the ball is deflected out of bounds there by Oposky of Hastings. So Sterling will try it again. This time Haynes will inbound the ball. Now coming over to take the honors is going to be Holden. He'll inbound the ball here to Hauser. Dribble penetration toward the goal, and he shines up in the air and high off of the window. Marcel Hauser scoring there. He's got 4 points in the ball game, 56-37. Now we got a foul call the other way as Hastings was driving the ball back the other way. Marcel Hauser picks up the foul. That's going to be his second, team foul number one. Call on Sterling here in the second half of play. Non-shooting situation. Hastings will play things in. Baseline right side underneath their own basket. As Scott gets it to Logan Kale. Back inside to Tricker. Turnaround jumper good. Evan Tricker scoring there. He's got 10 points in the ball game. Hiscock has got 14. Back the other way. His shot is up and in. Holden. Salim Holden scoring there. He's now got 3 field goals and 6 points. For Sterling, here's Tricker with the ball, now to Hiscock. Hiscock fires up a three and hits it. Hiscock made it a point to improve his three-point shooting during the offseason, and Hiscock is hitting 47% of his trays so far this year. There's a shot from Holden that's going to be no good from three. Otrovsky with a rebound to the rack. He goes, and his shot is up and in. Isaac Otrovsky scoring there. He's got 7 points in the ball game. 61-41. Hastings still leading by 20. There's a shot taken by Kale. No good. Rebound Tricker. He tries to save it from going out of bounds. And it's going to be picked off here by Haynes. 3-on-2. Back the other way. Nice pass. And the shot is up and in. Salim Holden scoring there. He's got 8 points in the ball game. Billy wants to call a timeout. Timeout is brought to you by Bullseye Sports Bar and Grill. Hastings' only true sports bar located across the street from the water park on West 2nd and Hastings. We'll take a break. 17-26 to play in the game. Hastings 61, Sterling 43.
Someone once said,
if you build it, they will come.
To which the world-famous Bullseye Sports Bar and Grill adds,
and they'll eat like crazy, too.
What Bullseye's built is the soup and salad bar weekdays from 11 in the morning until 9 at night. You choose from a Lagerbilt fare or pile it on. Build it your way. Weekdays, 11 a.m. until 9 p.m. with the soup and salad bar. Regular menu available, too. At Bullseye Sports Bar and Grill on West 2nd, across from the water park, Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Bronco basketball for you tonight here on 1230 KHAS and also online, HastingsLink.com. We're in Sterling, Kansas tonight. Bronco basketball, the men in action here. We checked out the Hastings College women's basketball team over the weekend with a couple of games and now meeting up with the Bronco men here tonight on the road. Hastings with a good first half, they've got the lead now over Sterling. The score is 61-43. Hastings led at halftime by a score of 51-30. Hastings will inbound the ball here in backcourt following the timeout from head coach Bill Gavers. There's Tricker with the ball. Tricker down at the top of the key. That's Chamberlain. The ball swatted away. Chamberlain picks her back up. Chamberlain goes to Tricker. Man-to-man defense here for Sterling. Tricker takes the ball all the way to the basket. His shot is up and in. Nice move to the hole there by the big 6 foot 11-inch post player, Evan Tricker. He's now got 12 points in the ball game. There's a pass that's going to be thrown into the backcourt, and the ball is going to be picked up here by Hiscock. Second turnover on to Sterling. Hiscock's pass inside is going to be intercepted right back the other way. 3-on-2 coming back the other way, and his shot is up and in. That's Haynes with the field goal. He's got 6 points in the ball game. Hastings has turned the ball over 12 times here in the ball game. Only two turnovers for Sterling. There's Leposky with the ball. Tricker is shot no good. Evan Tricker misses in the lane. Rebound comes down here to Haynes. He drives it coast to coast, and his shot is up and in. Jabiah with him. Haynes scoring there. He's now got 8 points in the ball game, leading Sterling in scoring so far. Hiscock over here to Tricker. Tricker now to Kale. Logan Kale goes up with a shot. A traveling violation is going to be called on Logan Kale. Coming into the ball game now for Hastings is going to be Zach Kitten. Kitten comes in, and Tricker will come to the bench. 16-10 to play here in the second half. Hastings is out on top by a score of 63-47. It's going to be Sterling College coming back with the ball here. Marcel Hauser, left-handed dribble across the timeline, goes over to Holden. Holden now to Hayes, who's into the ball game, drives into the racket, shot no good. Offensive rebound, follow shot is up and in. Isaac Otrovsky, offensive board and a putback. He's got 9 points in the ball game. 63-49 down in the corner. Leposky for three, shot good. Leposky now with 13 in the ball game for Hastings. 66-49 is the score. Haynes with the ball now for Sterling. Out to Hauser. Dribbles behind his back. Ball gets away. Picked up here by Hayes. And now we got a foul call. It's going to go on Hauser. Hauser knocks down Logan Kale. And Hauser picks up the personal foul. That's going to be his third. Third foul on Marcel Hauser. He's going to come out of the ball game now. Keenan Comley is going to come back in there. So Comley, the 5'8" sophomore from Sterling, Kansas, into the ball game now. Official having a couple of words with Logan Kale here in backcourt and Bart Hiscock. 15 minutes and 30 seconds to play here in the basketball game. Hastings leading by a score of 66-49. Broncos looking to win their fourth game here on this young season. Hiscock is hit on the play there by Haynes, and Haynes picks up the personal foul. Jemiah picks up his second. That's going to be team foul number three on Sterling here in the second half of play. Non-shooting situation. Hastings will play things in. Leposky lobs it to Hiscock, and Hiscock drops it down through the hole. That was too easy. Bart Hiscock now with 19 in the ballgame. 68-49. There's a long-range jumper from Otrovsky. That's in and out. No good. The ball goes out of bounds. That's going to be Hastings' ball. Maybe it was halfway down and popped out there from three-point territory. So Hastings will play things in. There's Logan Kale with the ball. Down to Zach Kitten. Bounce pass goes to Leposky. Now to Kitten, and he's going to be fouled in the play. Foul is going to go on Haynes. That's going to be his third. Team foul number four. Called on Sterling here in this second half of play. Going to the free throw line for Hastings will be Zach Kitten. Kitten is one out of two from the free throw line tonight. 44% for the season for the former St. Cecilia Blue Hawk. And the shot is up there. It's going to be good. Zach Kitten will have one more. Hastings hitting six out of seven from the free throw line in the first half. Here comes Zach Johnson back into the ballgame now for Hastings. Hiscock is going to get a quick breather here at the 14:56 mark. The second half, Hastings still with a 20-point lead, 69-49. Next shot is up there. That one circles the rim. No good by Zach Kitten. And the rebound comes down here to Sterling College. Okafor has got the ball. Okafor now to Comley. Comes to the near sideline to Stewart. Cross-court pass goes to Okafor. Okafor on the dribble now, moves it to the top of the key to Comley on the wing. Comley now to Hayes. Hayes dribble penetration down the lane. His little runner is no good. Gets his own rebound, goes back up. His shot's going to be blocked down, and the foul is going to be called. Foul here is going to go on Zach Johnson. That's going to be his second. Team foul number one on Hastings here in the second half. Riley Hayes will go to the free throw line now for Sterling. Hayes is 7 out of 9 on free throws this year. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Sterling is a team hitting 68% from the free throw line this year, 48% from the field, 31% from three-point territory. Riley Hayes will have one more. His shot is up there, and the shot is off of the back iron. It is no good, so he misses a pair. Rebound comes down here to Kitten of Hastings College. Zach Kitten gets it away now to Brendan Leposky, now to Logan Kale on the far side. Kale, one dribble, sends it here to Gasselbaum, who's into the ball game now. His pass is going to be deflected. The ball is loose, and it's going to be picked up here by Kale. Kale now to Leposky. Leposky goes up, his shot good. Leposky now with 15 points in the ball game. Hastings leading 71-49 here in this one. Comley with the ball, drives it against Leposky, and now what do we have? We have a whistle away from all the action here. A foul is going to go on Johnson. That's going to be his third. Three fouls now on Zach Johnson. Coming into the ball game for Hastings is going to be Mason Heemstra. Heemstra comes in. Logan Kale will check out. 13:55 to play in the game. Hastings 71, Sterling 49. Men's college basketball action for you tonight here on 1230 KHIS. Sterling will play things in down the baseline. Okafor. Okafor trying to take the ball to the rack and can't do it there against Leposky. Okafor now in the lane. His shot no good. Leposky grabs the rebound. Leposky gives it away to Mason Heemstra, the freshman out of Alliance, Nebraska. Brings it into the forward court now to Leposky. To Johnson, now to Heemstra, down in the corner. That's going to be Leposky dribbling with the ball. Now to Gasselbaum. Gasselbaum slips at the free throw line, tries to get a rip, it's into the backcourt. And now we got an over and back violation. Over and back violation on Hastings. That's going to be turnover number 15 in the ball game now for Hastings. Only 5 turnovers so far for Sterling College. But Hastings has the lead on the scoreboard. His score is 71-49. Hastings is out on top. Okafor has got the ball. Okafor now top of the key to Stewart. Over to Okafor on the right side. Okafor steps back, fires up a three, and hits it. Ido Okafor throwing up the three-pointer. There's a long pass down the floor. It's going to be deflected away from Hiscock out of bounds. 71-52 is the score now. Hastings out on top, 7 minutes into the second half here. Hastings will play things in. Hiscock has got it, backs up, puts it up there left-handed and scores. I haven't seen anybody to stop him inside in this ball game. Hiscock now with 21 in the ball game. 73-52, Hastings leading by 21 in the ball game. Here's Okafor with the ball. Okafor now to Hayes. Jump pass goes down in the corner. The basketball down there is Comley. Comley gets away, throws it back down in the corner to Hayes. His shot for three is no good. Ball is going to be saved there by Leposky. Nice save. Heemstra grabs the ball. Heemstra now to Hiscock. He drives it back the other way. Nice pass there to Kitten, and he misses a shot. Zach Kitten misses one from point-blank range. And the rebound comes down to Sterling back the other way. Hauser has got the ball. Hauser down to Hayes. Drives the ball toward the goal. His shot is off of the left side. No good. Kitten with the rebound. Kitten gives it away. Here's a Mason Heemstra with the ball. Down to a Kitten into the forecourt. Zach with the ball on the far sideline. Bounce pass goes down there to Leposky. Out to Hiscock for three. Shot good. Mark Hiscock now with 24 in the ball game for Hastings. And it's 76-52. Hastings has got the lead with 11:40 to play here in this one. Stewart with the ball. Stewart comes out to Okafor for three. Shot circles the rim. No good. Tip try, no good. Rebound comes down to Heemstra. Hastings running back the other way. Three on three. Heemstra to Gasselbaum. Shot good for three. Carson Gasselbaum hitting a three-pointer there for Hastings. That's his first field goal of the ball game. And the Broncos are out on top by a score of 79-52. Driving back the other way is Marcel Hauser, and his shot is up and in. Hauser now has 6 points in the ball game. Hastings leading 79-54. Here's a Kitten with the ball for Hastings. Kitten moves it down in the corner. Gasselbaum has got it. He tries to get it back inside to Kitten, and he threw it too far out of bounds. Turnover number 16 in the ball game now for Hastings. Back into the ball game, Haynes for Sterling. Going out is going to be Riley Hayes. Into the ball game for Hastings. Heemstra returns there for the Broncos. 11 minutes to go here in the ball game, 79-54. Hastings College has got the lead. The Broncos have been in control of this thing from the opening tap. They got out to a 7-0 lead and have not trailed in this ball game tonight. There's a shot by Darius Stewart for 3-pointers. Darius Stewart hits the 3-ball. He's now got 8 in the ball game. 79-57. Hastings with the lead. There's Hiscock, fakes the 3. Trying to drive it inside, gives it to Heemstra. Now down in the corner, his shot is up and in. Gasselbaum hits his second 3-pointer of the ball game. He's got 6 points in the ball game. 82-57 is the score. Hastings with the lead as we approach 10 minutes to play. There's a shot from the baseline, no good by Lucas Breyer. Rebound comes down to Kitten. Kitten gets it away to Heemstra, and he's going to be tripped on the play as he comes across the 10-second line. Foul is going to be called here on Marcel Hauser. 4 fouls now on Hauser. He's going to have to come out. Marcus English is going to come into the ball game now for Hauser as he's going to check out. And in the ball game for Hastings will be Shane Chamberlain. Chamberlain comes in. Leposky is going to check out. 10 minutes and 8 seconds to play here in the ball game. Hastings is out on top by a score of 82-57. Gasselbaum with the ball now for Hastings. Sends it inside to Hiscock, and his shot is up. It's good, and he's fouling the play. But Hiscock scores again. Hiscock now with 26 points in the basketball game. And he's not done yet. That's his season average, and he's got a chance to add to his total right here. Hiscock 4 out of 4 from the free throw line so far tonight. His season high, he put up 31 the other day against Dakota State. He's going to have a lot of big ball games. I have a funny feeling for Hastings before this season is all said and done with. Shot from the free throw line is going to be up and in by Hiscock. He's got 27 in the ball game now. 85-57 is the score. There's the ball. It's going to be intercepted by Heemstra. He takes off his shot. Good. Heemstra got the interception. He took it to the hole and scores. That's the 6th turnover on Sterling. And Hastings has opened up a 30-point lead here in the second half. We've got a timeout brought to you by Bullseye Sports Bar and Grill. Hastings' only true sports bar located across the street from the water park on West 2nd Street in Hastings. 9:46 to play in the game. Hastings 87, Sterling 57.
Someone once said,
if you build it, they will come.
To which the world-famous Bullseye Sports Bar and Grill adds,
and they'll eat like crazy, too.
What Bullseye's built is the soup and salad bar weekdays from 11 in the morning until 9 at night. You choose from a Lagerbilt fare or pile it on. Build it your way. Weekdays, 11 a.m. until 9 p.m. with the soup and salad bar. Regular menu available, too. At Bullseye Sports Bar and Grill on West 2nd, across from the water park, Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
All right, we're back here in Sterling, Kansas here tonight. Hastings College has controlled this baby from the opening tap. They got it to a 7-0 lead. Broncos led at halftime 51-30. And Hastings now with their biggest lead of the ball game at 30 points. 87-57. Sterling, a team that is 2-1 in the season. They gave the Broncos everything they wanted last year in the ball game played in Hastings. The Broncos finally winning by single digits. But the Broncos have dominated this basketball game here tonight. There's English. His 3-pointer is no good. Rebound comes down to Hastings. Hiscock sends the ball inside. It's going to be deflected away from Zach Kitten. That's going to be turnover number 17 in the ball game for the Broncos. Down in the corner, English for three. Shot good. A three-pointer by English from the deep left corner, and now it's 87-60. Hastings with the lead. Hiscock dribbling the ball there. Hiscock gives it away. That's going to be a Gasselbaum with the ball now. Out on top, Hiscock, and he's going to be fouled in the play there. Personal foul going to be called on Matthew Hart. That's going to be the first foul on Hart. Team foul number 7 on Sterling here in this second half of play. 8:53 to play. Going to the free throw line for Hastings will be Bart Hiscock. 27 points in the ball game here for Bart Hiscock, and his shot from the line is going to be up and in. Hiscock now 6 out of 6 from the free throw line. He is 9 out of 10 from the field tonight and 4 out of 5 from three-point territory. Next shot is up there. It's a brick, but it goes down through the hole, lays on the back iron, and goes down the hole. Hiscock now with 29. 89-60 is the score. Hastings well on their way to their fourth win of the season here tonight. Tomley has got the ball. Entry pass to Pryor right at the free throw line. Has it swatted loose. Picks her back up. Gets it out to Stewart. His shot for three is no good. Hiscock with a rebound. Now to Heemstra running back the other way. His runner down the lane is going to be no good. Tip try no good. Kitten had a rebound. Lost it out of bounds. That is going to be, it's going to be Sterling ball. Jackson come out of the ball game. Here comes Evan Tricker back in there. 8:24 to play here in the ball game. Hastings leading by 29, 89-60. Lucas Breyer with the ball. Breyer out to Stewart. Now the English. It's shot for three. It is no good. Tricker with the rebound. Tricker gets it away to Mason Heemstra down the near sideline. Cuts it back to the center of the floor. Drives it down the lane. Shot no good. Rebound comes down to Matthew Hart. Hart gets it to English. Into the forecourt. There's a jumper put up there from 10 feet away. It's up and in. Lucas Breyer. Lucas Breyer now has 7 points in the ball game. Here's Shane Chamberlain back at the other end. A three-pointer thrown up there. No good. Rebound comes down to Stewart. There he is. Stewart with the ball. Stewart now to Comley. Comley trying to work against Shane Chamberlain. There's a bounce pass. It's going to be deflected out of bounds by Chamberlain. Hiscock coming out of the ball game now for Hastings. Ryan Ierna is going to come into the ball game for the Broncos now. Ierna, a 6'5" senior out of Clearwater, Florida. 7 minutes and 37 seconds to play here in the ball game. Hastings leading by a score of 89-62. Here's a Conley with the ball, takes it down on the baseline there. Ball's going to be stripped away, and it's going to be picked up by Ierna of Hastings. Down to Evan Tricker into the forecourt. There's a Shane Chamberlain. Bounce pass goes inside to Ierna. Down to a Tricker. Tricker takes it down on the baseline. Jump pass comes out on top. That's going to be Gasselbaum. To Eli Hunter is into the ball game. Down in the corner, a jumper by Tricker is going to be no good. Rebound comes down here to Comley. So Hastings with some fresh bodies in there. There's a shot at the other end. It's no good. Tip try is up and in. Matthew Hart scoring there. On the offensive board in the putback, Eli Hunter goes over to Ierna. Lob pass goes inside to Chamberlain, tries to shuttle the ball away. It's going to be loose. It goes out of bounds and a turnover on Hastings. That's going to be 18 turnovers on the Broncos here in the ball game. They only average 14 per game. Tricker comes out of the ball game now for the Broncos. There's a shot taken. It's going to be no good by English. Long rebound comes out here. Matthew Hart grabs the ball. Hart now to English. His bounce pass is going to be deflected away again. Picked up over here by English. Brings it outside now to Comley, looking to penetrate around the screen. Comley moves to his left. Fires up a jumper. It's going to be no good. Rebound, Ierna. Ierna has got the ball for Hastings. Down to Eli Hunter. Down in the corner there to Zach Johnson. And his shot is up and in for three. Couple of three-pointers in the ball game for Zach Johnson. Hastings has got 92 points on the board here. Still with 6 minutes to go in the contest. 92-64. Broncos leading. There's a shot taken from the free throw line. That's off of the mark. No good by Breyer. Rebound comes down here to Chamberlain. Chamberlain now to Johnson. Johnson sends it down in the corner. Gasselbaum is shot for three. No good. Offensive rebound. Iron has got it. Brings it back out to Gasselbaum. Is shot for three. Good. Gasselbaum scoring there. That's his third three-pointer of the ball game. He's got 9 points. The Broncos are still hitting 61% from the floor in this ball game and 50% from three-point territory. You shoot that well, I like your chances. 95-64 is the score. There's a shot up there. No good by Matthew Hart. The ball is loose and is picked up here by Eli Hunter. Hunter gets the ball down to Zach Johnson to Ierna. Bounce pass down in the corner. Gasselbaum for three. Shot no good. Gets his own rebound. Jump pass goes back inside, and a foul is going to be called. Ryan Ierna is going to go to the free throw line here. Foul into play by Matthew Hart. That's going to be the third foul on Hart. Ryan Ierna will go to the free throw line here for Hastings College. So Ierna's free throw is up there. It's going to be good. They'll get one more. Jacob Rao coming into the ball game now for Hastings. We're going to see everybody. So Jacob Rao comes back in there. He's a 6'8" junior from Waukee, Iowa. Ierna's next free throw is up there and in. So Ryan Ierna hits a couple of free throws. 97-64 is the score. Hastings has got the lead. There's a Sterling College. They hammer the ball to the hole here. We have a foul called. That's going to go on Rao. That's going to be his first. Toby and Idle Eye. His free throw is up there. It's going to be no good. He'll get one more. So each team has gotten to the bench here in this one. Toby will have one more. Shot is up there. That one is no good. So he misses a pair of free throws. And a rebound comes down here to Hastings. Gasselbaum into the forecourt now to Eli Hunter. Sends it over to Zach Johnson. Zach Johnson out here in three-point territory to Hunter for three. Shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Ball tipped to the corner. Picked up by the Broncos. They keep it alive. Hunter's got the ball. Free throw line jumper is up there. That one is no good. Rebound comes down to Sterling. Down to 4:24 to play here in this ball game. Hastings leading 97-64. There's a jumper by Breyer from three. That's going to be no good. Ierna's got the rebound. Now to Eli Hunter into the forecourt. Hunter gives it to Gasselbaum. Now to Ierna. Bounce pass goes inside to Eli Hunter. Out to Zach Johnson for three. Shot good. Johnson with 3 3-pointers in the ball game. He's got 9 points, and the Broncos have hit the century mark, and now we've got a timeout called. A timeout with 3 minutes and 58 seconds to play in the game. Timeout brought to you by Bullseye Sports Bar and Grill. Hastings' only true sports bar located on West 2nd in Hastings. 3:58 to play in the game. Hastings 100, Sterling 64.
Someone once said,
if you build it, they will come.
To which the world-famous Bullseye Sports Bar and Grill adds,
and they'll eat like crazy, too.
What Bullseye's built is the soup and salad bar weekdays from 11 in the morning until 9 at night. You choose from a Lagerbuild fare or pile it on. Build it your way. Weekdays, 11 a.m. until 9 p.m. with the soup and salad bar. Regular menu available, too. At Bullseye Sports Bar and Grill on West 2nd, across from the water park, Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Broncos, even with our subs out there, still hitting close to 60% from the floor in this one. 37 out of 62 from the field tonight. That's 59.7%. Broncos are hitting right at 50% from three-point territory, 14 out of 28. Sterling hitting 37% from the field tonight, 28 out of 75. They are 6 out of 21 on three-pointers. That's 28%. Hastings out-rebounding Sterling. In fact, they've almost doubled them up here. 51-25. Hastings has the rebounding edge. Broncos with 13 offensive rebounds, 11 for the Warriors of Sterling. Down the lane, a shot is up there. It's going to be no good by English, and a foul is going to be called here. Foul will go on the Broncos. Eli Hunter picks up the foul. That's going to be his first. Going to the free throw line will be English. He is 3 out of 4 on free throws so far this year. First chance tonight. His first one is going to be up there. No good. Sterling is only 2 out of 10 from the free throw line tonight. Next one is up there. It is good by English. Now it's 100-65. Hastings has got the lead. Broncos have the ball. Eli Hunter gets it to Rao. With his back to the basket. Comes out on top. There's a long-range jumper. It's going to be no good there by Trevor Adelung. He's into the ball game now. A junior out of Amherst, Nebraska. Back to the other end. Losing control of the ball, and a foul is going to be called. Foul here is going to go on Hastings. That's going to go on Adelung. Going to the free throw line is going to be Teron Beatty. Beatty, a freshman out of Kansas City, going to the free throw line, and his shot is up there. It's going to be good, so he cans a free throw. They'll have one more shot here. It's now 100-66. Hastings with the lead. Next shot is up there. That one is good. So Beatty hitting a couple of free throws. 100-67 is the score. 3 minutes and some change left here. Here's Rao with the ball. Puts a man in the air, and he's going to be mauled on the play. And Rao will go to the free throw line here. Lucas Breyer picking up the personal foul. Breyer picks up his first. Bregan Meyer getting ready to come into the ball game now for Hastings College, as Billy's going to get everybody in the act here tonight. Shot from the free throw line, no good by Jacob Rao. He'll have one more shot here. It's up there, and the shot is no good, so he misses a pair. And a rebound comes down here to Sterling. 100-67. Hastings well on their way to their fourth win of the season here tonight. There's Hayes with the ball. Has it knocked loose. And now the ball is into the backcourt. Chased down back there by English. English brings it back across the 10-second line. Left-handed dribble down in the corner. There's a pass back inside. Lost out of bounds off of the fingertips of Riley Hayes. And a turnover on Sterling. That's going to be their seventh turnover of the ball game. Rao comes out of the ball game now for Hastings. Coming in is going to be Bregan Meyer. Meyer, the 6'1" freshman out of Milford, Nebraska. He comes into the ball game. So everybody that's is suited tonight for the Broncos have been in the ball game. Broncos got out to a big lead by halftime, and they got her on cruise control here. 51-30 at halftime. There's Eli Hunter as he finds a seam of the defense and takes the ball to the hole. 102-67 is the score. Sterling comes back with the ball. There's a shot from the outside. It's going to be no good there by Beatty. Offensive rebound. Foul shot is up and in. Adelaide scoring there. That's his first field goal of the ball game. 102-69 is the score. Hastings out on top. Broncos come back with the ball. Nice feed to Eli underneath the basket, and the shot is up and in. Eli Hunter on the assist from Josh Quinn, who's into the ball game now. Quinn, a 5'10" and sophomore out of Meade, Nebraska. 104-69. Hastings College has got the lead. There's a pass inside, spinning toward the baseline, and scoring is Lucas Breyer. Breyer's now got 9 points in the ball game. 104-71. Hastings with the lead with a minute and 44 seconds to play. There's a shot for the baseline. It's going to be no good there by Meyer. Rebound comes down here to Sterling. Warriors down the ball. Beatty bombs it inside, grabbing the ball. A shot by Hart's going to be blocked down there by Ierna. And his ball recovered by Hastings back the other way. Broncos hustle back. There's Adelung with the ball. Adelung sends it inside to Ierna. Now to Eli Hunter. Shot good. Eli getting to the basket. Eli Hunter gets the ball. He gets his third field goal of the ball game here. 6 points in the ball game now for Eli Hunter. 106-71. Hastings has got the lead. There's a Sterling with the ball. English has got it here on the near sideline. English moves to his right, fires up a three, and hits it. Marquez English hits his second three-pointer of the ball game. He's got 7 points. Hastings now with a 106-74 lead over the Sterling College Warriors here in this one. Sterling, a team from the KCAC. Hastings with the ball back in their offensive end. Broncos working with it. Meyer has got it. Meyer now to Josh Quinn to Adelung. Back inside to Iernan. His shot is up there and in. Ryan Iernan is scoring there for Hastings. That's his first field goal. 108-74. Hastings College has got the lead here in this one. Here's a Sterling back with 20 seconds to go now. Out on the baseline, a little jumper up there by Beatty is going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Josh Quinn of Hastings. Quinn hustling back the other way. Quinn across the 10-second line, gets it to Ryan Iernan. And the Broncos just going to dribble this one out. And that is going to be the ball game. Hastings College is going to win this one going away as they beat Sterling tonight by a score of 108-74. Hastings will improve to 4 wins and 1 loss on the season. They'll play at Doan College. They'll open up conference play next Wednesday night in Crete. And Sterling, they'll drop to 2 wins and 2 losses. In the final score, Hastings 108, Sterling 74. Back with the final numbers after this.
Currently, I have children as young as a year old that are working on some feeding and swallowing, problem solving, and those basic speech and language areas of articulation and phonology. Those are what most people think of when they think of speech therapy. These children are going to go out into the community and they're going to be able to make a difference and they're going to be able to be independent. When I came to Mary Lanning, there was no pediatric speech therapy program. Our space was very limited and we've more than outgrown that space. The first time a child does something that they've not ever done before, it's so rewarding. All that time and effort, it makes it worthwhile and it just makes you want to continue to do what you do every single day. My name is Brooke West, speech-language pathologist at Mary Lanning Healthcare.
Mary Lanning Healthcare, your care, our inspiration.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Bell back here in Sterling, Kansas tonight. The Broncos won it over Sterling. Final score of 108-74. Hastings scored the first 7 points of the basketball game. They got out to a double-digit lead at the 12:45 mark of the first half at 15-5. Sterling came back to close within 4 points at 19-15. Hastings then went on an 11-0 run to go out on top 30-15, and they were off to the races. They led at halftime by a score of 51-30, and they win it tonight over Sterling by a score of 108-74. Hastings ended up shooting 60% for the ball game tonight. They were 41 out of 68. Sterling, they hit only 38% of their field goals, 31 out of 81. The Broncos on three-pointers were 14 out of 29 for 48%. Sterling was 7 out of 23 for 30%. Free throws tonight, Hastings 12 out of 16. 75%. Sterling was 5 out of 13 for 38%. Broncos dominating on the boards tonight. Hastings had 54 rebounds compared to 29 for Sterling. Hastings had 41 on defense, 13 on offense. Sterling had 17 defensive rebounds and 12 on offense. Broncos, they turned the ball over 18 times in the ball game tonight. 7 turnovers for Sterling in this ball game. So Hastings College wins it again. The final score of 108-74. Final numbers into the ball game here tonight. The Broncos getting a huge night from Bart Hiscock as he scores 29 points in the basketball game tonight for Bart Hiscock. So he leads everybody in scoring, 29 for Bart Hiscock. Mason Heemstra, he ends up with 2 points tonight. Carson Gasselbaum, he had 9. Brendan Leposky had 15 points. Zach Johnson, he had 9 points. Logan Kale had 7. Eli Hunter, he had 6 points. Shane Chamberlain had six. Zach Kitten ends up with 8 points tonight, and Evan Tricker had 12 points. For Sterling College, they had Marcel Hauser. He scored six. Riley Hayes had 4 points tonight. Keenan Comley had one. Ido Okerfer had 3 points tonight. Celine Holden had 8 points in the ball game. Likewise, English had seven. Tobiah Whittem Haynes ended up with 8 points tonight. Darius Stewart had 8 points. Lucas Breyer had nine. Matthew Hart had two. Isaac Otrovsky had 9 points. Gabriel Mendez had five. Hastings, 108 points on the board tonight. They beat Sterling 108-74. Stick around. Player of the game is up next in the coach's postgame show. You're listening to Bronco Basketball.
Hastings College Basketball has been brought to you by Mary Lanning Healthcare. Your care, our inspiration. By the Family Medical Center of Hastings, your family's home for healthcare. By Five Points Bank, the better bank, with three locations in Hastings. By Bullseye's Sports Bar and Grill. Enjoy great food, good service, and a warm, friendly atmosphere at 2017 West 2nd Street, across the street from the water park. And by the Hastings College Foundation.
Family Medical Center of Hastings is the place to go for all your healthcare needs. Their team is trained to treat the whole person, regardless of age. They provide a wide range of medical care, including acute care, routine health screenings, and treatment of chronic conditions. Family Medical Center is the area's only independent family medicine clinic. They're dedicated to providing you the best care in the most cost-effective manner. Your family's home for health care. 1021 West 14th Street, proud to support all area student athletes.
Our Hastings College basketball coverage continues with the player of the game.
All right, Hastings College wins it here tonight over Sterling College. Final score of 108-74. This is the player of the game on 1230 KHIS. Yeah, now Bart Hiscock, 29 points. Wasn't his season high. He scored 31 the other day against Dakota State. However, Bart, a great night tonight, scores 29 points in the basketball game. Brandon Leposky, 15 points and four rebounds. Also in double figures was Evan Tricker as he comes up with 12 points in the ball game tonight. All candidates for our player of the game will come back and name our winner right after this.
The gifts from friends and alumni of Hastings College are always appreciated. And now there's an even greater opportunity to target your gifts more easily than ever before with Bronco Boost. With Bronco Boost, you simply log into hastings.edu, then click on the Giving drop-down menu to reach Bronco Boost. Target your gift in on up to nine areas. Give anything from athletics to theater to music. Bronco Boost, a service of the Hastings College Foundation to directly impact Hastings College students.
Our player of the game tonight for Hastings will be Bart Hiscock. He didn't miss much tonight. 9 out of 10 from the field, 4 out of 5 on three-pointers, and he was 7 out of 7 from the free throw line. He pulls down 6 rebounds, 1 on offense and 5 on defense, 6 rebounds, scores at 29 points, and 3 assists, a block shot, and 1 steal. As he leads Hastings, he played 28 minutes tonight. Hastings picking up an easy win over Sterling. Final score of 108-74. Bart Hiscock, our player of the game tonight for Hastings College. Stick around. The coach is up next. You're listening to Bronco Basketball.
You've been listening to the player of the game. Stay tuned. The coach's postgame show is up next on your Hastings link to Bronco Sports, KHAS Radio.
Five Points Bank is strongly committed to investing in our community. This is what locally owned, locally managed banks do, and do well.
We are proud to be a leading supporter of the United Way's annual campaign. Also, we make meaningful contributions to numerous community, educational, and civic organizations in our quest to make the quality of life in our area as strong as possible.
Giving back, it's part of our mission statement and helps make Hastings a great community. Five Points Bank, locally owned, locally managed, the better bank.
It's time now for the coach's postgame show. And now, let's go back to the court to visit with tonight's coach.
Right back here in Sterling, Kansas. Hastings wins it 108-74 over the Warriors of Sterling as Brady Barrett, the assistant coach for Hastings College, will join us in the postgame. And, Coach, you go on the road. It's never easy to play on the road, but you guys are right out of the get-go, 7-0 lead, and really put her on cruise control.
Absolutely. Anytime you go on the road, and KCAC is a great victory. This league's got a lot of good teams. It's our first true road game. So we came in and took care of business.
Tell you what, I liked a lot of things about this basketball team. I think it's a bright future, and the future might be now for Hastings College. It's a good team.
Yeah, we're a veteran group. A lot of new pieces from last year, but 7 seniors and 5 that are going to play a lot of minutes. They played a lot of them played since their sophomore and freshman years. But we added in a couple good pieces. Evan Tricker is going to be a really good player for us. 6'10 is always nice to have out there.
Barton Hiscock, I don't know if there's going to be anybody in our league that's going to be able to control him.
No, he's a stud down there. Not going 9-for-10. I see 4-for-5 from 3. His footwork, I tell people, it's just phenomenal. We joke with him. He's got 3 speeds, slow, slower, and slowest. And it's true, but guys just can't guard him. And tonight they didn't double team him, and he took advantage.
Talk about his improvement during this past year. He just looks a lot stronger. It looks like he can do so many things. He hit the outside shot tonight. He can go inside, and he can do just about everything.
His biggest thing with Bart is his mental side. It's changed so much over from when I came. He was a sophomore, and he's changed so much. He's so mentally tough. He's a leader of this team now. But in the offseason, he lived in the weight room. And he also worked on a shot a lot. He knew that's one area he's going to have to work on going into the season for us to go to that next level where we want to get and get to the national tournament. He's worked on a shot a lot, and it's showing early in the season.
You're going to win a lot of games if you can hit 60% from the field and 48% from 3-point territory. You had the shots you wanted, and they just happened to go down tonight.
Yeah, we got some shooters on this team, no doubt, with Johnson Kidd and Kale can really shoot, and Gansbaum Kidd can really shoot. So we got some shooters inside in the GPAC. They're going to double-team Bart. And so those guys are going to get open looks.
Rebounding 54-29 is what you out-rebounded these guys. I think it was 32-11 in the first half, and he ended up 54-29. That's huge.
Yeah.
Big.
Well, one I look at, we got to work on. They got 12 offensive rebounds. That's something we got to improve on because in the GPAC, that's going to turn into 22. So we'll work on that kind of stuff. A couple of those were loose ball kind of deals. But the other stat we got to work, we had 18 turnovers. We scored 108 points, but if we turned the ball over maybe 10 times, we'd probably have 130 points. And that's a pet peeve of mine as a coach. I hate turnovers. We have too many good offensive weapons on our team. We should be able to score those.
We're, 5 games in to
yeah,
the season?
Surely, yeah.
What do you like about this basketball team so far?
We bounced back. We had a heartbreaker Friday against Benedictine, top 10 team in the country. Surely was a heartbreaker. Should have won the game. But bounced back Saturday in a tough game against Dickinson State and then took care of business here. But this team, they have one vision this year, and it's get to the national tournament. And it's all seniors. They've been so close for 2 years in a row. And they see it. They want to get there. That's their goal. A lot of the guys, they were in the summer and worked out. They were in their weight room. They were in their gym. Work on their – I mean, a lot of guys, it sounds crazy, read books on just the mind of – in the mental side of the game. So that's shown a lot.
All right, now you've got the rest of this week.
We do.
And then you got a little bit of a break. So you put your first 5 games in the books. Now you get ready for the conference
play. It's so crazy how the conference starts this early. But we do wait a couple days off. We've had a tough stretch, 3 games in 4 days. But we'll have a chance to rest a couple guys up. Bart's played a lot of minutes in his career, so he needs some days off. But we do have things we need to work on next week, too, before we get ready for Doan. And then we go at Mount Marty. The first 3 conference games are on the road. That's why we actually scheduled this one on the road to get ready for those 3 games.
You talk about Bart needing minutes already, but I think we got the depth this year.
We do.
To maybe give Bart some.
And he knows that. We like to be around 32 to 34 minutes. He wants to play 40 minutes, but he knows he's got to be smart with minutes. And he's logged a lot of minutes in his 4 years at Hastings College.
And hopefully a lot more. Huh?
Yes. I wish we had a couple more years with him. But
all right, my man, a good show tonight. We'll see you next week in Creek.
Thanks, Mike. Thanks for coming.
Yep, that's Brady Barrett, the assistant coach for Hastings. Again, the Broncos picking up a win tonight, 108-74 over Sterling. The Broncos are now 4-1 on the season. They'll play again next Wednesday night, the conference opener. Over in Crete, as Hastings takes on Doan University, that'll be a women's men's basketball doubleheader next Wednesday in Crete. We got a lot of sports activity coming your way this week here on 1230 KHIS. We've got state high school football playoffs going on. We've got action from the state volleyball tournament involving Hastings High and also Hastings High and St. Cecilia in state volleyball in addition to Giltner. So we've got all that coming up. Hastings College football action coming up for you on Saturday at Northwestern. So a lot of sports activity coming your way here in the next few days on 1230 KHIS. Again, Hastings College wins it over Sterling tonight. Final score 108-74. For Stephanie Brubaker, I'm Mike Will, wishing you a very pleasant good evening from Sterling, Kansas.
You've been listening to the Coach's Post Game Show. Catch the excitement of Hastings College basketball all season long on your Hastings link to Bronco Sports, KHAS Radio. Hastings College basketball is an exclusive presentation of Platte River Radio Sports.